east of Heading.
As the crop emerges, weeds are coming up at the same time. Arista Life Science Territory Manager Todd Landsman says weed pressure is evident.
I know a lot of guys, even in wheat country, are on pins and needles yet with moisture because the subsoil is still pretty dry. But if this makes it even more important to get the weed control taken care of so that the weeds are not competing for moisture against the crop. So there is a lot of weeds out there, a lot of grass weeds, your yellow and green foxtail, your wild oats, and even some areas of your downy brome cheatgrass and barnyard grass are definitely a lot of yield-robbing grass weeds, and then including all the other broadleaf weeds that come up in wheat.
Landsman says there is a strategy for managing weeds.
Our number one recommendation is a product, using a product with really good residual quality so that when you lay the product out, not only do you kill what's out there at the time, but the residual is on the soil so that when we do get rainfall and weeds germinate, there's chemical in place for the roots to take it in and knock that, flush the weeds out. And Arista Life Sciences' new product called Everest 3.0 has those characteristics to give that residual weed control later into the season as more weed flushes emerge.
Weed acres are up this year, and Landsman sees value in taking another look at managing the crop. And he